And welcome back. If you have made it to this training today, you are really serious about building the life and business of your dream. So welcome back. My name is Jonna. I'm your personal dream builder life coach, and we are diving in today. All right. So what have we covered until here? It was a lot. In the first part, we spoke about clarity and how important it is to design and create a clear, crystal clear blueprint of the life of your dream, of your goal, of your vision. Without clarity, there is no first step. Okay, so this is what we covered in the first part. The second part was all about deciding. Decision making is such a powerful and not to be underestimated step because deciding means really cutting away everything that is not in alignment. And as soon as you decide, focus and really cut away everything, what comes up? The fear. And we also spoke about befriending your fear because fear will never go away. It will come up and it will show itself. We spoke about the four fundamental fears and we spoke about what comes up. How does fear show itself? Distraction, dissuasion, and DEFCON. So now you know something that most people don't know, and you can really train your awareness on seeing how in the past you have probably sabotaged yourself. And today, I want to give you two of my personal favorites and the secrets that have helped me create the life of my dream. So, number one is how you can achieve your goals and your results up to 40 times faster than doing it alone, right? And without getting off track, losing yourself again in the craziness of life, and how you can actually really get to where you want to go. So today, this is what we're diving into. And again, I want to tell you a little bit about my story. So I am the first of my family who got a bachelor's degree. I told you a little bit about it before. Most of my friends growing up didn't graduate. I don't come from a background of like high educated people. I don't come from a background of entrepreneurs. Most people that I knew growing up, and still most of the people that I know, even though I have a rich, diverse network today, but the people that I used to know and still know are simple, hardworking people in normal jobs. Nothing wrong with that, but just giving you my background. So when I started working in corporate after uni, I was already a unicorn inside my surroundings because most of my friends even didn't study. So I wasn't surrounded by corporate people in my private life. So this is not what resembled my private life. And I didn't feel comfortable in private in the corporate world, right? So just to let you know, I got a little further and there was no one like me. And then I knew, okay, this is not what I wanted. And it is definitely not what I wanted. But then the next journey for me was to continue my education. I became a nutritionist and I changed my way of eating. And the people around me, most people, even my family, didn't. They thought I was weird. They thought I was an alien. They thought I was like crazy. And if I didn't know that I was on the right path, having all of the knowledge and the surroundings. I had mentors, I had trainers, I had now people in my network that I know had overcome diseases and things through healthy nutrition. So I know it was deeply rooted in me that it is my path. And then the next level for me was the coaching, all of the tools that I had gained around creating the goals of your dream. And really, I had no people around me that were actually living the life that I looked up to. Again, no bad intentions here. I don't want to bash anyone who decides to live and normal life, but I wanted more. And because you are here, I know you want more too. And I want to let you know that most of the time, and this happened for me, the people around me were the biggest challenge and the biggest obstacle to staying on the straight path. So what did I do? I want to let you know a little bit about how my journey looked like, right? Because when I first quit my job, my corporate job, and went on this journey, I went through this whole period of craziness until I realized, okay, now it's time to settle in and really build my dream. But I quickly realized that the people in my life were more of a block to my enthusiasm. Like I was so hyped up, just like now. I was so hyped up and I knew I can do it. But the people around me, they didn't support me. It broke my heart, and probably it will for you too. But let me tell you this secret. That's why we're here today. The best thing that I did for my life was that I literally decided to invest in a new community, invest in a new surrounding. I invested a significant amount of money into myself to get the support I needed. I signed up for getting the training, the coaching. I needed to learn new skills. I needed to be part of a different community of other dream builders, other people who were on the road to build the life of their dreams, right? Because it's so important who you surround yourself with while you are still, especially in the beginning of a new phase. So I was around the right people now. They showed me what was possible and how far I could actually go with this. I saw a bigger future for myself, and I hired the right people and got the right mentors. And as soon as you are in the right environment, around the right people, everything changes because you instantly gain access to your potential. You instantly see what you think. I've never thought of this. People being healthy, people having amazing mindsets, people living the life of their dreams, people growing and also struggling. This is definitely also a part of it. It's not perfect. It's not like you just enter heaven and everything is perfect from there. You see people being vulnerable, sharing their challenges, sharing their struggles, but not complaining. It's a completely different thing. Sharing to get help so they can focus on the solution. So, this is the access that I had. And it's the same thing with a plant, right? We human beings, I always like to say we are like a plant. So, if you take a cactus, right? A cactus has a certain environment where a cactus can thrive, where it can live amazingly and grow into its full potential. And if you take this cactus out of its natural environment, and now, for example, you put a cactus into the rainforest, the cactus will probably die. Why? Because the environment changed. And sometimes I invite you to see yourself like that. If you're unhappy, if you're unhealthy, if you really want to get to the next level of your dream life and business, it is around the right people where you are going to grow because they're going to be the sunshine. They're going to be the nutrients, right? They're going to be the rain in the right amount. They're going to be the air. They're going to be the surrounding that will make you blossom into the best version of yourself. And I want to say, just giving you a few examples of my clients, because I don't only want to talk about me, but I had the privilege of helping one girl. I loved her so much. Her name is Lisa, and she was a young girl, right? She was so motivated. She came out of school and she knew she had that goal. She didn't want to go to university. She wanted to become a dancer. But when I met her, she was so confused. She was overwhelmed. She didn't know what to do. She had so many passions. But everyone around her was going to school, was going to uni. Everyone was saying, like, that's the right path. That's the way to go. But she already knew that she wanted to do something else. Fast forward, she went through the Dream Builder program, and now she's living in LA and she's constantly sending me updates about her life and what she's doing now. She's in LA, she's dancing in one of the best dance schools over there, and she's living her dream. So, this is what happened with this young girl. She didn't know what to do. All of her peers were going a completely different route, and she had to be strong. She invested in herself, she invested in coaching with me, and she invested extra. Actually, at a high level, so we learned a little longer together, and now she has a strong core foundation to go for whatever it is that she wants, right? Then I had this other woman. Her name is Christiana, and she was a painter. She had been a painter and artist for a long time, not only painting, but also sculpturing. Like, she was a real artist, like a fine artist. She was being a artist teacher at school, but her dream was to actually sell her paintings at a higher price. She wanted to sell her paintings at big offices so she could be more of an established artist and actually get the money that she deserved for her prices. But she was having doubts, she had low self-esteem, and she didn't dare to ask for the money. And when we worked together along the process, she dared to step into her power and actually sell her art for the price that she knew it was worth. So this is just another one. And another one completely different. Her name is Haben. And she was a mother when she came to me. Like, she came to me when she had her first child, and then she was taking time off from her job. She was a very successful businesswoman. She was in sales and she had like this big, big clientele. And she came to me, and it was all about reinventing yourself. As I said in the beginning, I work with people who know what they want. I know with people that are still in the discovery phase of reinventing themselves. Maybe they have outgrown a version of themselves already. Maybe now it's time for something new, and you don't know where to go, where to start. And she came to me, and we worked together, and she cleared up because, you know, sometimes it's hard to let go. Even though you have been successful at something, but you've outgrown it, you no longer want to do it. So we cleared up all of this, and she decided to step into something new. And this is just a few of the stories that I had the privilege of supporting because they literally did it themselves. I don't want to take the credit for that, but I had the privilege of being the right environment, right? So this is the power of putting yourself around the right people. And I know it is possible, and it is also possible for you. So, the second strategy, and this is my key number one unfair advantage, is I used it when I became a life coach. You already know. I used it when I built my online university. I used it to get in better physical shape. And I used it to become a better speaker. And when there's something so important that we want to achieve, I find a way to make myself accountable with cold, hard money, with the money, right? Investing in your goals is how you actually achieve your goals. When you put money on the table and you say, this is me, this is what I can give. I'm fully committed. That's what it's about. You're fully committed. You invest time, focus, and the consistency into reaching your goals. When you pay, I like to say, when you pay, you stay. When you pay, you stay, right? You show up differently when you put money in the game. Am I right or am I right? It's true, right? And this is. It's no surprise, but maybe this is the first time you hear it. This is the way every successful person on this planet gets to where they're going. They invest in coaching. Your ability to succeed is directly connected to the people around you, right? Most people in our normal life have limiting beliefs. It's normal. Everyone has limiting beliefs, right? But it's so crucial to be around people who have either already achieve the goals that you want to achieve or they are on their way, right? So we want to surround ourselves with people who know what they're talking about. So take your power back. This is really my invitation for you. Take your power back from all the places, from all the people, and from all the channels where you are pulling your attention into, where you're giving yourself away, and this doesn't support you. So put yourself in the right environment, invest in the goal and that you most want to achieve. Invest in the goal that you most want to achieve. You deserve it, right? You deserve to get what it is that you truly want. This is it already. That's it. So today I just wanted to share that with you. It is about the right environment. This is the number one key to get to where you want to go. So let me sum the whole 3 days up, okay? So we covered designing your dream. You now have a blueprint for your dream. You have decided. So you decided to cut away what no longer serves you, and you now know how to navigate fear and this voice inside your head that is telling you you can't make it. You can. Let me be the voice in your head that tells you from now on you can. Okay. And number three, today we covered how important your ecosystem is, your environment. Get around the right people. So congratulations. Right? Congratulations. You have made it. If you've made it up until here, clap for yourself. I am so proud of you. Thank you so much for being here and listening to my support, right? Listening to the Dream Builder Play Shop. And if you want my support, I would love to take you through the proven, repeatable, reliable system of transformation that has already helped hundreds of thousands of people all around the world to achieve the goals of their dreams, right? I can help you and I would love to help you. If you feel called, let me know. It's down in the email below how you can contact me. And if not, it's also okay. But promise me that you will get around the right people and that you will pursue your dream and that you will keep going. You have the tools now. You know, if you apply this, you will get so much further than most people will ever. But do it. Trust me and promise me that you will do it. So this is it for now. If you're ready, I want to say the Dream Builder program is definitely the right way because I know it works, right? And if you want to join in, let me know and hit reply to this email. I'm so looking forward to see you. And really from the bottom of my heart, I know you have a dream, and I strongly believe that the world will be a better place because you pursued your dream. Okay, so that's it for now. I love you so much and see you on the other side. Looking forward. Bye-bye.